The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So we'll give just another minute for people to come on, and then we'll do 10 minutes of meditation. And I'm going to suggest tonight that people use the technique of rain to do this meditation. And who is familiar with rain? Who has done rain meditation? Okay, a couple of people. I'll explain it, but it's a very, I think especially as tonight we talk about the parami of wisdom, that rain is an especially helpful approach to meditation. And R-A-I-N, it's an acronym, was initially developed by Michelle McDonald, I think in the 90s, and more recently, Tara Brock has done a slight revision to it, and Tara says that that's what she teaches primarily, and that seems to be what has the best kind of response. So in RAIN, the first part is just to recognize. Just recognize what's going on, like anxiety, racing mind, sluggishness. So you're just trying to recognize where the mind is in just a very open, non-judgmental way. You know, where is the mind right now? Or it can be, you know, where's the body right now? Is the body really tense? So it's just sort of checking in to see what's predominant and recognizing it, naming it, what's going on. And then the second part, second step, the A is allow or accept. And it's that, okay, so this is really how it is right now. And just really make space for that without judging it. So just you recognize, you allow, say, okay, this is the way it is. Yes, I allow it to be this way. The next step, the I, is investigate. And this is more of a somatic inquiry than a cognitive inquiry. By investigating, it's like, where is this in the body? How do I feel this? How do I experience this? Tara says sometimes her investigation is, what does this need? As you're just, what does what's going on right now need? And then the last step, which originally when Michelle McDonald developed this, she said was non-identification. This is not I, this is not mine, this is not me, this is just what's happening. And it's been revised to be nurture. So the N is for nurture, about sort of how do I take care of this? How can I hold this with compassion and tenderness? And Tara said, actually, when you do that, when you can actually be in just holding whatever it is with a kind of tenderness, kindliness, friendliness, that's really where non-identification then is kind of the outcome of it, because you're not congealed around it and you're trying to sort of pry yourself up. You realize, oh, this is just how it is right now. These are the changing sensations, mind states, and I care about them. And in that caring, it really kind of diffuses things in a way. So I will suggest that we do that as we do start with our meditation right now, and we'll do it for 10 minutes. And I will just again remind you of what these steps are if you are able to do that. And, you know, of course there is no obligation if that's not what is going to be helpful to you today. So So we can just begin by appreciating the goodness of our intentions in showing up here to explore the Parami of Wisdom, to really look at how we can develop ourselves, develop our practice, be of benefit to ourselves and all beings. And then just bring your attention to whatever is predominant in the mind or the body at this moment. Maybe do a gentle sweep in the body. And just check in and see where the mind is right now. Is there something that the mind is wanting? Something the mind is resisting? And just name whatever that is, whatever you find. And it might even be something very flat, you know, lack of affect. So whatever it is, just see if you can recognize it. And then make a space for it. Just completely accept it. This is how it is right now. And just breathe with that. And then let yourself investigate whatever this is. I'm just seeing, where do I notice this in the body? Is there a place in the body where this is manifesting as tightness or some sort of restlessness? You can even put a hand on a body part if that seems appropriate. Put your hand on your heart. If there's a kind of achiness, a kind of tightening of the heart, sadness. And then we just bring our care to that, recognizing that this is impermanent. This is how it is right now, but this is impermanent. And I can take care of myself by just being open to whatever's going on in a way that brings compassion or friendliness. And we can recognize that we're not alone in this. Other people feel this way. And knowing that other people feel this way, that what we're feeling is not alien or isolating, because other people know how this feels, we can really feel connected. I'll just breathe with this for another few minutes. Just being fully present with how it is now.